After a few minutes, Erica and Bailey came into view. Even if I hadn't been looking for them, I'd have noticed Erica. She held her head down and shot furtive sidelong glances at the crowd around her as she walked. She may as well have been wearing a sign around her neck saying, "I just did something horribly wrong." I told her as much and warned her to chill out. Then I showed her the bracelet and told her where we'd found it. Erica paled.
"That's Tammy Susie's. But I don't understand. If even the sales girl didn't know about that back door, then how could some stranger figure it out? You said it was hidden by a mirror."
Apparently Harvard hadn't been a complete waste. Obviously, whoever took Tammy Susie out of there knew the lay of the land. Maybe the owner's nephew told someone about it. It was just a guess, but all things considered, not a bad one if I did say so myself. But the sales girl didn't see anyone else in the store. So whoever took Tammy Susie came in through that secret door and left with her the same way. "I didn't notice any security cameras in the store, did you?" Tony asked. "No," I said. "You see any cameras that might have picked up activity outside the shops on your way here?" I asked Bailey. She shook her head.
"Nada. We're going to have to do this the old-fashioned way. Canvass the area and ask whether anyone's seen her."
Tony added, "And hope to get very, very lucky." Finding the hidden door and the bracelet had a sobering effect on all of us. With the last vestiges of hope that Tammy Susie had skipped out on her own now pretty much obliterated, we moved with greater urgency, working the shops most likely to be on the kidnapper's escape route, showing Tammy Susie's photo and asking if anyone had seen her. But we kept getting the same response. No, sorry, or just a shake of the head. I looked at my cell phone. We'd been at it for only 1 hour, but the pressure of time passing was making me sweat. We couldn't put off notifying the police for much longer. The only thing that kept me from insisting on doing it right now was the knowledge that we were already way ahead of them. At this point, if we called in the police, they'd only waste precious minutes redoing all of our legwork. The best thing to do now was hit every place in the immediate vicinity that we, mainly Erica, who knew Tammy Susie and the lay of the land, could think of. Given our lack of success so far, that wouldn't take long. We managed to get to all of the stores closest to the back door of the shop before the island's traditional afternoon break. Most of the stores had closed down, but we hit the ones that stayed open. Boutiques, jewelry stores.